بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. Respected brothers and elders and those listening at home of the receiver, mothers and sisters and others, there's a hadith that appears in Muslim Sharif wherein Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala an, the great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was also one of the Ashara Mubashara, those 10 fortunate Sahaba. Every Sahabi was fortunate. Every Sahabi, inshallah, has got his Jannat, radiallahu anhum wa radu an. But there were certain occasions wherein Rasulullah specifically mentioned, this person is a Jannati. If you wish to see a man of Jannat, then look at that particular person. So on one occasion, one majlis, one gathering, one sitting, he mentioned 10 Sahaba who were in Jannah. And among them is Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala an. So as Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala an narrates, he says that a Bedouin, ja'a a'rabiyun ila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A Bedouin came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and requested Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, allimni kalaman aqul lahu. Teach me some dua that I can read. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him to recite the following. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Allahu akbar kabira walhamdulillahi kathira wa subhanallahi rabbil alameen. All these words are in praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no deity worthy of being worshipped beside Allah alone. He has got no partners. Allah is most great. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glory be to Allah who is the Lord of the worlds. Again, we mentioned glory. That's not a genuine translation of subhanallah. Subhanallah means Allah is free from every type of deficiency and shortcoming. Allah has got no weaknesses in him. Allah is spark. Allah is absolutely pure. Allah is free from any defects and weaknesses. So when this Bedouin hears these words which Rasulullah advised him to read, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, Allahu akbar kabira walhamdulillahi kathira wa subhanallahi rabbil alameen. So he says, he's an innocent sahabi, Bedouin, who was sincere, genuine. He says, Ha'ula ili rabbi famali. These words are in praise of my Allah. What is there for me? In other words, he wanted something that's going to benefit him in this world and the akhirat. Of course, there is great virtue in mentioning this, but his mind went to the fact that these are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is full of praise. Where is the benefit for me? What is there for me? I want something for myself. Rasulullah then tells him, qala, qul, say the following. Allahumma ghfirli warhamni wahdini warzuqni wa'afini. For Allah, forgive me. Allahumma ghfirli warhamni, have mercy upon me. Wahdini, give me guidance, guide me. Warzuqni, give me rozi, sustenance, rizq. Wa'afini, and bless me with afiyat. Five words. The narrator mentions regarding the last word, afini, he was not 100% sure. In any case, this is mentioned in Muslim Sharif. So these were the five words Rasulullah taught this Arabi. Allahumma ghfirli, Allah forgive me. This is what we are asking Allah Ta'ala. These gatherings, these majalis, the bayans we have, all of us are reminded that we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to have that qalb, a heart. We have to be awwah, awwahul munib. We need a penitent heart. That heart that is crying before Allah Rabbul Izzat. That heart that is mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The kulli awwabin hafiz. That heart which is not negligent of Allah Rabbul Izzat. That person who keeps on turning to Allah, he makes ruju' ila Allah, munib. He makes a mistake immediately. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, forgive me. We find the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, almost practically every second du'a of Rasulullah, we are taught, Allah forgive me, Allah forgive me, Allahumma ghfirli, Allahumma ghfirli. So Allahumma ghfirli, warhamni, and Allah shower your mercy upon me. Who doesn't require the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Every single one of us requires the mercy of Allah every second of our life. Without the mercy of Allah, we won't be able to survive. Without the mercy of Allah, our qabr won't be made easy for us. Hashar won't be made easy for us. This reminds me of another incident. Another Bedouin came and Rasulullah was performing salat. He joined in the salat. And after the salat terminated, he made a dua. Allahumma arhamni wa muhammada. Wa la tushrik fi rahmatina ahada. Allah have mercy upon me and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't join anybody else in this mercy. Let it be exclusive for just me and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Nabi. Nabi some heard this. Turned around, who is it? Who said this? So this Bedouin said, I said this. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you have restricted the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas the mercy of Allah is so vast. It is so vast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has only sent down 1% of His mercy into this world. Only 1%. And through this 1% mercy that Allah has sent into this world, a mother has love for her child. We don't have to go into any explanation. We understand the love a mother has for her child. An animal has for its child. The mercy you see that mankind has for one another. 99% of mercy Allah has kept it for the day of Qiyamah. That is why in the tafsir of Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, we heard and we understand and we learn that Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, both means the most merciful. And the difference is what? That Rahman is that sifat of Allah whose mercy is upon every single creature of Allah. Every single person, whether the person is a believer or non-believer. In this world, Allah provides for the non-believers also. That is out of His mercy. Ar-Rahim, that sifat of Allah, that mercy of Allah, which is exclusive for the believers on the day of Qiyamah, through which we'll cross both Sirat and enter Jannah, inshallah. So coming back to the first incident, Allahumma ghfirli warhamni. Then, wahdini, ya Allah, guide me. Hidayat, hidayat. What is hidayat? We are asking Allah to show us the straight path. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Allah Ta'ala has given us guidance through Rasulullah SAW, through the Quran Majeed. It's a kitab of hudan, of guidance. Dhalika kitab, la riba fi, hudan lil muttaqin. So we are asking Allah for hidayat every single day. Allahumma hadini, without guidance we'll be lost. Without guidance from Allah, we'll go astray. So Allah, guide me. So we got maghfirat, rahmat, hidayat. Then obviously, we're worried about our stomachs. Warzuqni. Allah, give me rozi. Allah, provide for me. Rozi is in the hands of Allah. We have to make an effort, but Allah is the one who sustains us. And then, wa'afini. Give me afiyat. We have explained afiyat before. I'll just deliberate a bit more. Afiyat with the ayn. Afiyat means as-salamah min al-afat al-zahira wal-batina fi dunya wal-akhira. These ulama have explained this. What is afiyat? We ask Allah for protection, safety from every type of harm, danger, problem, sickness, be it internal, external, in this dunya and the akhirat. Just one dua, afiyat. This particular dua that I mentioned, Allahumma ghfirli, warhamni, wahdini, warzuqni, wa'afini, 5 words, mentioned in Muslim Sharif. Rasulullah taught this sahabi to read this dua. So you can read it at any time. However, this particular dua with a few more words has been mentioned by Rasulullah SAW, taught to us by Rasulullah SAW in the position of jalsa between the two sajdas. So when you wake up from the first sajda, we sit in a sitting position that is called jalsa, before we go into the second sajda. During that jalsa, the same dua we read. Allahumma ghfirli, warhamni, wahdini, warzuqni, wa'afini, and wajburni has been mentioned. Wajburni simply means, oh Allah, mend all my weaknesses and my deficiencies. Wherever I have gone wrong, wherever these breaks in my ibadat, in my life, in my worshipping you, ya Allah, you patch it up again, you mend it for me. In all my affairs, wherever there's some problems, ya Allah, you patch it up for me. You make it strong again for me. You repay it for me. Wajburni. And warfa'ni. Warfa'ni. Allah, elevate me. Now these duas, not necessarily in the sequence I have read it now. This sequence also, ulama explained also, ziyada and taqdeem. They have taqdeem and ta'khir. You can read it any order, no problem. Now these du'as that I mentioned, Allahumma ghfirli, warhamni, wahdini, warzuqni, wa'afini, mentioned Muslim Sharif. Now especially for the du'a in the jalsa, wajburni also, and warfa'ni, seven altogether. This has been mentioned in Abu Dawud Sharif. Not all, but some of these du'as. And also it is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. It is mentioned in Hakim's Mustadrak of Hakim, and also mentioned Ibn Majah. I'm mentioning the reference for ulama and students who will want to know the reference. So in these four kitabs, all these seven words have been mentioned. My respected brothers and elders, we have understood the meaning of these words. Try and learn it. We can't remember all seven. Basic one, Allahumma ghfirli, warhamni, wahdini, warzuqni, wa'afini, wajburni, warfa'ni. Whatever we can remember, whatever we have the chance, especially in our nafil salat, we can read, take our time and read it. Inshallah, if we read it, we will see the benefit of this dua. We will enjoy our salah much more than how we normally read. Normally we just read Allahu Akbar and back into sajda. Now when you read this dua, you will find a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this has been mentioned in these kitabs. Now coming back to the word afiyat, which I was explaining, safety from all type of danger, harm. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported in the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, narrated by Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. I'm mentioning, respected brothers and elders, du'as, authentic du'as from authentic ahadith. And this is what we should be doing. No doubt, mashallah people, mashallah pious people have wazaif, all that is in its place. But alhamdulillah, you will find that I will give you always ahadith which are authentic, du'as which are masnoon, thabit from the books of hadith which are authentic, because you must try and read that which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. That is the best thing to do. Yes, there are other wazifas which are mentioned by different pious people. However, we have to be very careful. So many wazifas and du'as have been mentioned, and a certain virtue and reward has been attributed to that particular du'a, but there's no basis for it at all. Hence, I'm giving you from kitabs which are authentic, so we can practice, inshallah, we won't go wrong, inshallah. So Rasulullah has mentioned, narrated by Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, this is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, that Allah is not asked any better du'a than afiyat. The best du'a a person can ask Allah is afiyat. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyah. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyah. Wallah, I'm asking you for afiyat. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu comes to Rasulullah one day. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu allimni kalima. Teach me a du'a. Teach me a du'a that I can make. Rasulullah taught him this. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyah. Wallahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. Wallah, I ask you for forgiveness and afiyah. Forgiveness and afiyah. Af and afiyah. So Hazrat Abbas radiallahu heard this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, فَمَكَثْتُ أَيَّامًا. After a few days, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met me again. So I put forward the same question. Ya Rasulullah, teach me a du'a. Nabiya Kareem, some address him, Ya Abbas. Ya Amma Rasulullah, O Abbas. Oh, uncle of Rasulullah. He was his uncle. Abbas was the father's brother of Rasulullah. That is the father's brother. Abdullah's brother, Abbas. Very close to Rasulullah. Rasulullah tells him again, make this dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah fi dunya wal-akhirah. Oh Allah, I ask you for forgiveness and afiyat in dunya and akhirat. It is mentioned again in Tirmidhi Sharif. And the narrator is Anas radiyallahu ta'ala an. Anas radiyallahu ta'ala says that dua, especially for us, between adhan and iqama is accepted. Dua after adhan and before iqama, dua that you make that time is accepted by Allah. La yuraddu, the hadith says. It is not rejected. What a golden opportunity. What do we do? After adhan, if you're not reading our sunnah, we're busy chatting, we're talking, discussing everything else of dunya. Whereas these are golden opportunities. First of all, of course, I mentioned previously also, when adhan is called up, you must remain silent and say the same words the muadzin says. Same words he says. فَحَيَّالَ الصَّلَاةِ حَيَّ الْفَلَاةِ وَيْسِيَ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَةِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَةِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Then after adhan, first thing we read is durood sharif. All this is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah. Then you read the dua after adhan, which most of us know it and we should be reading it. Rasulullah then says, between adhan and iqama, make this dua, what I mentioned now. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah fi dunya wal-akhirah. The dua is accepted. Or any other dua, but this is dua Rasulullah has taught us. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. The du'as of Rasulullah are so beautiful, so beautiful. This is a very, very potent du'a. Believe me, it should be part and parcel of our life. The best du'a a person can make is the du'a for afiyat. Especially in these challenging times we have. There are problems, difficulties, financial and political. In the whole world, ummah is suffering. Beg Allah for afiyat. Beg Allah for afiyat. Beg Allah for afiyat. And then we will see how things working for us, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq and all of us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sadduru sharifah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha إلا الله لا إله 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 illa Allah, la ilaha 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 إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
Allah.
الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا الله grant us your محبت your عشق من الله your love my Allah. Make our hearts يا الله be brimming with your love my Allah. يا الله grant us your true محبت my Allah. يا الله هم مجرم هي يا الله. يا الله we are sinners my Allah. يا الله we have made so many time promises to you my Allah that we won't go back to sins my Allah. Ya Allah, despite all that we still go back, my Allah. Ya Allah, we break our tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are still so kind, so generous, so merciful, my Allah. That us breaking our promises, my Allah, and disobeying you, despite that you still provide for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you still take care of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so beautiful, so kareem, so loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is Friday, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Allahumma ighfir lana, warhamna, wahdina, warzuqna, wa'afina, wajburna, warfa'na. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, the best of akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that ma'iyyat khassa with you, my Allah. Give us that bond and connection with you, my Allah. Make us be crazy in your love, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat and ishq and muhabbat of our beloved Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, in these Mubarak months, Ya Allah, bless us, my Allah. Make us see the month of Ramadan with ease and afiyat, my Allah. The most beautiful condition, Ya Allah, physically, spiritually, my Allah. In all aspects, my Allah. Give us barakat in our roza, barakat in our time, my Allah, barakat in our a'mal. Don't make us waste a single moment, my Allah. Help us to control our nafs, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to change our condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our tongues be moist with your dhikr and tilawat of the Quran. Help us to make many, many khatams, my Allah. Especially in the month of Ramadan. Make it be the most beautiful Ramadan of our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. So many young and old are sick, my Allah. Young children have cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, their parents going through difficulty, my Allah. Those masoom children going through pain, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are Shafi, Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them sukoon and afiyat and sihat, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many others have requested duas, my Allah. They've got different type of problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove every person's problem and difficulty, especially our brothers and sisters who are listening now, my Allah, we've raised the hands, my Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and needs. Remove all the bala and musibat from the ummat, my Allah. Grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, sweetness of iman, my Allah. Give us taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from every type of evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our rozi, my Allah. Make the source of our rozi be halal and wholesome. Make us consume only that which is halal and ta'eeb, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us use our monies in the correct and halal way, my Allah. In avenues that will please you and not displease you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good maut, my Allah. Give us maut in Medina Sharif. Baril Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kothur water from his mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any reckoning. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم فلا حاضرين غائبين سبك دعاء قبول فرما برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.